Honking and grinning? What are you talking about?
Not country.
What is this?
This is alternative music.
In whose world?
America.
Who is this?
Mumford and Sons.
That's country.
That is not country. You are 1,000% wrong on that one.
Mumford and Sons. That's country.
They've never had a song on country radio.
This is country right here.
This is not.
I am physically listening to country music.
This is alternative music in 2010.
This isn't. No, you make it sound like that's grunge music. Like Kurt Cobain.
You realize they're from England.
So they're country with an accent. Yeehaw. I don't know. This is country. I used to be a DJ at country
Mumford
music.
And Sons is not country music.
What are they
Their debut, Sign No More, peaked at number 2 on the UK album chart and Billboard 200 in the US, with Babel and The Wilder Mind both debuting as number 1 in the UK.
Babel.
And then the US.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on, Pete Shepard. You've never heard of them before, 502
Absolutely.
This afternoon.
Absolutely. I have every single one of their albums.
That's just ridiculous. Now, you and Chris have both said extremely ridiculous things on the show today.
The genre is folk rock, alternative rock.
Folk rock? That's code word for country.
No, it's not. Folk rock is like sort of like Peter, Paul, and Mary type of stuff, only a little more kick to it. Fact.
Why are you defending this music? This isn't your style.
I like you. I like British folk rock music.
Since when?
That just started.
2 minutes ago.
He's a new fan of the genre.
Brand new.
How about this? The live performance of the 2011 Grammy ceremony with Bob Dylan and the Avett Brothers led to a surge in popularity. The band received 8 total Grammy nominations for Babel. And won the Grammy.
Babel by the Harbor.
Well, some people know because there's some people say the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Babel. I say Babel, but won album of the year, Craig.
You need to.
And the Brit Award for Best British Group of 2013. Know your musical history.
You need to turn your Wikipedia off.
Mumford and Sons have never been at the CMAs.
Because they suck. That's why.
No, they don't.
They've never been invited. Who listens to folksy country? It's so annoying.
Album
Isn't
of the year,
all country?
Grammys?
Huh?
Isn't that all country?
All
folksy?
Country's folksy? Nah.
I mean, I haven't heard a lot of urban country, maybe outside of Old Town Road.
Word.
Unbelievable.
It's not country music, text line.
I'm sorry. The texters, back me up. That had a banjo, that had a harmonica, and a country twang to it. That's country.
Blues Travelers had both. Are they country?
Yeah, but that's a great point. It's more like Blues Travelers. I'm so tired of
I'm tickled
being
how
lonely.
Pete's chiming in here with all this expertise. He has no idea what he's talking about.
It was... Oh, my God. Please. Roy Orbison, Tom Petty. Who else was it? George Harrison. Please. It's a great comparison right there, Chris.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know what to do with this.
Look at my Roy Orbison.
Never liked him. Sounds whiny.
You are unbelievable. How do you diss him like that?
I had to play. By the way.
Oh, my God.
I had to play Roy Orbison when I was a DJ at a country station.
Right.
Fact.
Over you.
Yeah. It's like scraping nails on a chalkboard.
Roy Orbison is classic.
In some people's minds.
You are. Oh.
Not mine. I don't care for
his
music.
Man. This is like you. Saying scrambling eggs in a pan.
Thank you, Ryan, from Cape Coral. That's country, bro.
It's not.
Glamour Shot says I would consider it closer to bluegrass, which is code word for country.
How can you diss Roy Orbison?
When you sign off your text with the word bro, you're wiping out all legitimacy you have talking about the country music genre.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true.
Oh, the Traveling Wilburys. That was. I wish they did more albums. They were fantastic.
More country.
No.
Traveling Wilburys.
Folk rock.
Folk rock
Mumford
is country.
No, that's why it's a
more
different genre.
Than his argument that it's Southern rock is country.
Mumford & Sons is more like Traveling Wilburys than country music.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good to have everybody teaming up on you, does it, Craig?
Yeah, look at the text line.
by the way.
Yeah, Blues Travel. What did I say?
To get Chris's reference, you'll listen to our 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour on our website on the Sheeman and Shepherd podcast. Got heated in here earlier today.
It was all fun.
It was fun. It's more fun for me. I stirred it up and sat back and watched you two go at it.
The ops manager came in. He goes, "Is everything all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's good. Don't worry." Hey,
by the way, the ops manager has a bigger problem right now. Both he and Hanny, apparently there's a bird flying around here that needs some Pepto-Bismol because their cars are shot.
I was late to work today because I had to go to the car wash because it crushed my Tahoe yesterday. Oh,
that's why I park
brutal.
Out front.
It's
with
brutal.
All the sales weasels. That's why I'm out there.
Hanny, who parks outside of your office door, and it's not the white kind. It's the brown kind that just splattered all. When you hit that
and
windshield wiper,
sticks.
You're going to get that Choco smear. It's going to be bad. No doubt about it.
Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne. Unbelievable. Folk rock.
The traveling.
Traveling Wilburys. Fantastic.
The traveling Dinkleberries is
just,
what I call.
Just, that's ridiculous.
Time
that's
now
such a disrespect.
That was a good one, Craig.
For a Sports Center rundown.
You're a Dingleberry.
Here's Chris.
Dingleberry doofus.
Oh, where's my rundown sheet here? Minka Fitzpatrick, he's a Steeler. The Dolphins got another first round. That makes 5 in the next 2 years if you're keeping count at home. Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville. Cam Newton re-injured his foot last week against the Bucs. His status is up in the air going against Arizona this weekend. Eli Manning era over in New York. The Giants are going to turn to rookie Daniel Jones this Sunday in Tampa. Trevor Siemian is done for the year. He left last night's game with a lower leg injury.
That's a lot going on. We got
a lot.
Twin Peaks Twitter poll on that very thing. By the way,
please play that song.
High Odometer guy said, "Are you guys related? You go back and forth like brothers. It makes for a great listen." And Roses and Bedroom guy says, "That's the name of a song, Chris. That's Country Bro by Toby Keith." He
what
ends
song?
A sentence in bro. Thank you, Roses and Bedroom guy. Fact.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gas bag. Play the song backwards. If he gets his girl, truck, and dog back, it's country. Fact.
That's very few country songs.
All
Traveling
of
Wilburys. How dare you diss Roy Orbison? That is
he
really.
He sounds like a whiny
really,
little.
You're crazy.
I'm not going to say.
Such a unique, unbelievable voice. Oh, I'm distinguished crying. Look with the glasses.
Yeah. No, distinguished look. He looks like a nerd.
No, he doesn't.
If he were in junior high, he'd get his ass kicked.
Oh, that,
walking
yeah,
around
sure.
like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, unbelievable what this guy
are
has
you promoting
done,
bullying, Craig?
I'm not. I'm just saying what would likely happen. I'm trying to prevent it. Don't, kids, if you're listening out there today in your car driving around with your mom and dad, don't dress up like Roy Orbison. Then you won't get picked on.
Yes, you will. Roy Kelton Orbison is absolutely one of the great musicians of all time. That is a fact.
Oh, God, what?
All right. Oh, yeah.
I rest my
Push
case.
It.
I rest my bleeping case.
Oh, there's so many great songs. Such a name.
I mean, you can put Roy Orbison.
Craig, I'm kind of with you on this one.
Bob Dylan.
Wait, that's
all
one song.
Hang on,
that's one
guys.
Song.
Oh, this Roy Orbison in a nutshell.
No, it's one ballad.
This
it's
is what he does.
Song.
I mean, Chris could pick any number of songs. This is what Roy Orbison sounds like.
Oh, please.
Oh, my
great,
God. This is
great.
This
song.
Somebody shoot me.
How about Pretty Woman? I'm not. How about that?
His version sucks.
What? It's the original version.
Wasn't he the version?
Yes.
Yeah, but they made a better one after him.
Only the lonely running scared? Are you kidding me?
Look, you're not helping your case.
I
All
am.
The songs suck.
Guy's crazy. You're nuts. What's wrong with you? The only thing that sucked is he died at age 52.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm
not going to make a comment.
Play the Traveling Wilburys. That's a great song.
No, don't.
Handle me with care.
No more
Handle
Dinkleberries.
Craig with care.
I don't want
it
anymore.
Kick Craig in the nuts. Whatever it is. It's awful. I'm outraged. You think about it back then, though. Back then, Johnny Cash, June Carter, Roy Orbison, Elvis, and Jerry Lee Lewis all on the same tour ticket for years.
Only one
think
of them,
about that.
Only one of them I'd pay to see.
Oh, stop
Elvis.
It.
Elvis.
You wouldn't pay to see Johnny Cash or Roy Orbison?
No. Maybe Jerry.
Are you nuts?
Maybe Jerry Lee Lewis.
You don't like Johnny Cash?
Nah, he does nothing for me.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Look, Johnny Cash, I'll meet you halfway on Johnny Cash.
Oh, thanks.
I don't deny his greatness. I just don't care for it.
I just got to call Roy Orbison really throw down. Big fighter.
Really?
Yeah. Lead fists.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Brown's guy in a cape texting in. I usually get off work at 5:30, but I got off a few minutes early today. Did I miss any of the great Browns takes?
Yes,
yeah,
overrated.
They sucked.
Overrated. Worst 325-yard passing performance in the history of the NFL. They played anybody decent last night, they would have lost.
That was a bad Monday night football game. You got the win. Be happy with it. Move on.
I am sitting next to a man that doesn't care for Roy Orbison or Johnny Cash. Not even respect. You gave a little respect to Johnny
Cash.
I
give respect to Johnny
Cash. No respect for Roy Orbison.
Johnny Cash has a man voice. Roy Orbison sounds like a bunch of cats squealing.
You're out of your mind.
I think I nailed it.
How do you come to that with Pretty Woman? How does Pretty Woman sound like? He's got a falsetto and crying like
and
a lot of
Pretty Woman. In addition to the song, the movie sucked too.
Yeah, what is man?
Pretty Woman
Pretty
with
Woman,
Richard
the
yeah,
movie?
Horrible movie. I'm not a Julia Roberts
I
fan.
I feel like you're.
I'm not a big chick flick person, but that's that. You talk about a classic. That's your classic. That's a good movie.
It's
Pretty Woman
really,
is a good
not really.
Movie.
It's predictable. It's trite. And it's too long.
I love chick flicks.
Anything over an hour is too long.
I
for
know
you
like chick flicks, and yeah, you're right. I have an attention span problem. I'm not. I don't like Julia Roberts. She ruined the Oceans movie.
Glamour shots. Craig
what
has
are
lost
you
his mind.
About? She's the whole reason the first one happened.
Overrated. Coming down in the staircase in the big red dress, and then oh, this is the best part of
Wait,
my day.
Hold on,
watching
without,
her come down.
Without Julia Roberts, there's no Oceans.
They could have used
movie.
A million other chicks in that role.
How about Sleeping with the Enemy? Was she good in that?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Okay, here's the problem. She looks like she got punched in the mouth. She overdid the Botox on the lips.
God.
She's not that pretty. Oh. She ruined her look, and I'm not down with her. We can all have our individual tastes.
Stand
Chris, up. Please get up. You've,
no.
you've passed out over there.
No.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
What the hell is happening right now?
I don't know.
You've gone in on Ashley Judd?
Know. Oh, yeah.
Because of some hick race in Indiana that nobody cares about?
Used to be the greatest spectacle in racing, Pete Shepard, for 100 years.
They drank milk because of Prohibition, too.
Possibly.
That was one of the reasons
okay.
why. Wasn't out of, what, it wasn't, they didn't want to commit an illegal act back
Can
then.
Can we do sports?
Yes. The Browns sucked last night. Did I mention that?
I don't know.
Let's update our Twin Peaks Twitter
Would
poll.
Would never play. You know what? I changed it at the last second. I had a different song, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to trip Craig up right here. He's going to think Mumford & Sons is country, and I'm going to get it.
239.
You just chewed up 15 minutes of real estate on that.
239 says Orbison is a country Neil Sedaka? Oh,
fact.
Come on.
Fact. There's a genius texting in right there.
Oh,
239 says disgrace. Obviously, he's talking about you two.
Seriously, Aaron Brockovich was a great movie.
Very good movie.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Stepmom?
Sleeping with the
you're
Enemy
gonna,
was
you're
a great
cry
movie.
Watching, you're going to not cry watching the movie Stepmom?
Another good example.
You've never seen it? No, if Julia Roberts is in it, I usually go out of my way to not see it, but I like the Oceans movie, and I wish
think,
she wasn't in it.
You didn't think it was a good a thriller and Sleeping with the Enemy? That was a very underrated movie, I thought.
What is happening? Why are we breaking down Julia Roberts' flaws?
Because
Kentucky Tim says her teeth are too big. Fact.
I feel like V Party says, I feel like Craig has given up like the Dolphins.
You're just saying things into a microphone. People are listening, Craig.
But you're serious.
Green Falcon says, I'm not a huge
Put
Julia Roberts
in the poll.
Fan.
What's the most egregious thing he said in the last minute?
Great.
He doesn't like Roy Orbison. He doesn't like Julia Roberts. He doesn't like Johnny Cash. What is the most egregious thing that Craig has said
I feel
in
like
the last
I've got
minute?
A blowtorch in my hand, and I'm just doing scorched earth policy here.
Anybody else you want to go after today?
God.
Any other sex icon from the 90s you want to tear apart? Not in that way. Sorry.
Oh, I know what God. Unbelievable. Mystic Pizza, another underrated movie.
What? Mystic
Mediocre Pizza, because I've been to it. There's actually two of them on your way to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun.
T-Bone says he thinks Julia Roberts is ugly, says the Detroit Lions fan. Jello Shot, what the hell's going on
with
Craig
right
now?
Let's do this hypothetical.
I want to talk sports.
Hang on.
I want to talk sports.
She wouldn't say any of this asinine stuff.
Let's do this real quick. Butterfly Effect by me. All right, we go back. We have a young Sheeman.
All right.
No, not the guy from Big Bang Theory. But you, young Sheeman, you're single, you're 22, you're not married yet.
I was married at 21.
All right. Again, butterfly effect, hypothetical.
Okay, all right.
You have nobody in your life except well, your parents, all right?
Right.
And no responsibilities, really. You're about to become a weatherman, but somebody talked you into doing radio
because okay,
you have a great education in
fine.
Indiana. And you meet Julia Roberts up in a bar after the Indianapolis 500. She's not married yet.
Right.
And she's all over you.
Right.
Julia Roberts is now Mrs. Julia Roberts Scheman.
All right. No.
Fact.
No. No.
If she's hitting on you, you're turning her away. That's what you're telling me.
I'd be afraid if I went in for a smooch that those giant lips would suffocate me because she's had too much Botox.
That's what's
like
going through your mind? Is that the first thing?
I don't know where to kiss. The teeth are all in the way. She's like John Elway. She might eat me up. I don't know.
Oh, my God in heaven.
So they could be related.
That's a good thing.
The teeth?
God in heaven.
The giant nine-inch teeth with the big... With the big
Notting
Botox
Hill?
Lips?
You would be
the
all
door?
Over her.
No, not my type.
Julia,
I don't like
what
Julia.
Would you like to drink? I'm usually a one-drink Coors Light guy.
Coors Light, please.
What would you like? Cosmo? How many?
I'm
How
sorry.
How many? What time is it? You'd be like George when he met Marissa Tomei. That's what you'd be like.
That's not
start fake making out with her on the couch like George did and get caught by Susan.
There's not one
That's
thing about Julia Roberts that appeals to me.
If she hit on you, you would be
no!
all over you. You'd be all over
I'm
her.
Here telling you right now, you're wrong.
You would just walk away. Say no thanks.
I'd say,
I like
exactly.
I like Kathleen Turner Overdrive. He's a dude text. I like Craig's sports opinions, but wow, his music, TV, and movie takes are way off.
Oh, another great Pelican Brief. Another with Denzel Washington.
That movie was good.
Oh, thanks.
I will meet you on that one.
That was very good. Movie. Very underrated.
Because Denzel was in it. That's why. He was cool.
He was very. He was a Washington Post reporter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, again, so you're lying when you say if Julia Roberts was hitting on you, you would just walk away and turn her. You would turn her down.
Yeah.
No, Julia, I'm sorry. You're not my type. That's basically what you're telling me.
If she had hit on me in 1990, I would say, you all Hollywood types know each other. You got you got Pam Anderson's number?
Something
That's
sexy
what I would have said.
About you, Craig Schumann.
That's what I would have said.
Something sexy.
I'd turn her down.
Anybody could pick up Pamela Anderson. Craig Sheem, if she said, Craig, I really enjoy your company. I'd really like to get to know you better. Let's have a relationship. Would you like to come to my premiere?
How many different ways can I say no? Does
you
nothing
say
for me.
No.
She's dead to me.
You would say no.
Nothing. Yes.
You
no,
cannot be seduced.
It's not a light prep day. We got a lot to get to.
We got a lot already.
We've done
a lot
nonsense.
Already.
By the way, I didn't start this.
Yes, you did.
All I did is criticize Roy Orbison. And that stupid Mumford & Sons or whatever they're called.
Folk.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
That
folk rock.
Country song folk you played at the beginning
rock
of the hour.
And alternative.
So basically,
that's the genre.
Chris started this 20 minutes of nonsense by playing country music, the Mumford & Sons, and then you all claim it wasn't country, and then you went into some Roy Orbison diatribe and Julia Roberts. I had nothing
so
to do with this segment.
Way
nothing.
Off. So way off. You've been exposed because
Isaiah
you
Wayne.
Lie when you say you would turn down Julia Roberts. How many people in the room think Craig's lying? Everybody.
Two.
No, 200,000. I can feel it. If you're in your car right now and you're driving on 75 or wherever you are, honk if you think Craig is lying about not dating Julia Roberts. If he was single and she was available, he says he would turn her down. Lie, fact, honk. I can hear it from here.
You just created
accidents.
Isaiah Wynn is on IR with a foot injury.
Thank
I was just
going
to say that. And Deshaun
I wanted to talk about the fact that Daniel Jones is starting instead of Eli Manning.
Isaiah,
and I don't know if you know this or not. Eli Manning is garbage, not a Hall of Famer.
Would you turn him down?
For what? As a quarterback? Yes.
Yeah, why would a Lions fan want a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Hold on. Take two catches away. He doesn't have two rings, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. And
no.
By the way, I'll back it up with this. His record as a starter, hear me now and listen to me later, 116 wins and 116 losses. He's a .500 quarterback.
Yeah.
Fact.
Deshaun Jackson also has an abdominal strain. He's expected to miss 2 weeks. But, yes, Patriots left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, out at least 8 weeks there. But, really, the story of the day is
I can't believe all you people on the text line think she's, like, actually good-looking.
No, they're saying the fact that you are lying, that you would actually turn her down if she was hitting on you and you were single and available.
I know me. I would say no thanks.
You could give up going to a Hollywood premiere. Are you nuts? She would seduce you in 10 seconds.
False.
Oh, please.
I have higher standards.
Please.
You have higher standards than Pretty Woman?
again, misnamed in the show. It should be slightly, barely attractive woman. And by the way, you know, Richard Gere, thanks. I mean, Richard Gere got ripped off on all the money he paid for it in a movie.
You're insane, Teacher Todd.
He found love. That's priceless, Craig.
Absolutely, from a hooker.
Does anybody know
I guess Craig would turn down Angelina Jolie, Evan from Fort Myers says.
She's too gaunt for me.
She's too what?
Gaunt, drawn. I don't.
What does gaunt mean?
Ghostly, sickly looking.
Angelina Jolie, she used to do it for me, not anymore. Yeah, I have to process all of this.
She was great in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, and it ruined Jennifer Aniston's marriage to Brad Pitt.
You want to go and start nitpicking on Jen Anderson as well?
She's cute. I like her. I like her.
Cute?
Yeah, she's nice. She's a very attractive lady.
Who's your ultimate Hollywood vixen if you had your choice and you were single?
Scarlett Johansson,
okay. Jennifer Lawrence, okay. Oh, you can go back as far as you want in their prime. You can go far, and don't say Marilyn Monroe, because she wouldn't be in my top 10.
What's wrong with you?
She wouldn't be in my top 10.
She's a very lovely lady.
Yeah, I didn't say she wasn't. I said she wouldn't be in my top 10. Top 20.
Pete's pulling out a list from his wallet.
A list! Yeah, I got it separated. Brunettes, blondes, redheads.
It's a tough question. Oh, okay. Oh. All right, I'll give you one. I find a very attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone brain dead on her name.
What show is she in?
Well, that's not great radio.
What show is she in?
The chick from Bad Moms. Because I think you like her too, Chris.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty. Now, if she's sitting here and Julia Roberts is over here, I mean, seriously.
She's also Meg Griffin.
Yeah, she is Meg Griffin.
Family Guy.
Second season on.
Yeah, second season on. Actually,
there, you put me on the spot. I came up with an answer. How's that?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Huh?
So you could be.
Your tits are all over the place today, Craig.
You would date Mila Kunis, but you would turn down Julia Roberts.
I think I have established that in a hypothetical single male world, yes.
You have established your willingness to lie to the public that you would turn down Julia Roberts.
Have I ever lied on this show ever?
Possibly.
No.
Yes.
239, Lonnie Anderson. I mean, we're going back.
Oh, in the pack. Yeah. Let's go back to Sophia Loren. You want to do that? Adrian Barbeau, Craig in her prime.
Lonnie Anderson.
Come on.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
She was a knockout.
Burt Reynolds for a
How
long time.
How about Adrian Barbeau back in the day in her prime?
Yeah. Let's see. Kate Upton, Jessica.
Farrah Fawcett.
Big 12
Jacqueline
guy really put
Smith.
Dolly Parton on this list?
Dolly. I could see Dolly Parton being on that list.
Cindy Crawford back in her day. Selma Hayek back in her day.
Cindy Crawford never really did it for me. She's very pretty.
Oh, I think she's in her prime. She's very
Paula Parisanova.
Again, but I feel like we're letting Craig off the hook here.
Oh, well, because he turned down Julia Roberts. It's a flat-out lie.
It's unbelievable. You're just lying to the people of Southwest Florida and wherever else you're streaming the show from.
I resent you two saying I'm lying.
When you go to confession this week.
I'm not going to because I'm clean.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I lied about if I was single on the show that I would turn down Julia Roberts. If she came up to me in a club or bar or restaurant and hit on me, asked me to a premiere, seduced me with those wonderful lips, sucking on the bottom of my earlobe and feeding me, you know, martinis, which I never drink, but I had to because she seduced me. And I find myself at the premiere of Pretty Woman. I lied saying I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
No.
Fact!
No. The celibate priest would say, I listen to your show all the time and you're spot on.
Then the priest would be lying too if he says he wouldn't be seduced
by
Julia Roberts.
Now the lightning bolts are coming back.
Margot Robbie. That's my winner.
Ooh.
Sorry, was that creepy?
No.
It sounded less creepy in my head.
It came out like you were like, yeah.
Okay.
A little groan in your voice there.
That's fair. I just saw it on the text line and said, yep.
So great. Now we got all Southwest Florida texting in names of hot
babes.
How about
Beyonce? Beyonce walked into a bar and was single and saw you and you know.
Why are you waiting, Craig?
If you were single, this is all hypothetical if you had nothing.
I'm a big fan of Beyonce.
Yeah, she invited you to the Grammys. Would that be okay?
I would go to the Grammys with Beyonce. I would. And we both lived in Houston. So we got something in common.
I would go to the Grammys with Beyonce. How kind of you. What a trooper.
Is Jay-Z coming?
Well, she fell all over you one night. Totally. I mean, just came out of you and just, you know.
No, Beyonce.
Smothered you.
Beyonce's a beautiful woman. Way more prettier than all right, Julia Roberts.
Okay, overall prettier, yeah. But that's not really the point. The point is that you're saying that a pretty good-looking woman and literally and Julia Roberts, and you are lying to the public saying you would turn her down as she properly seduced you, invited you to a movie premiere, and you would turn it down.
Yeah, I got no
That's
interest.
Nuts.
I got no interest in her.
That is nuts.
Fact. Well, then I'm nuts, but it's fact.
Oh, God.
Any sports we'd like to cover this segment?
This we're is late a, this at is this
a,
point.
This is a sport.
What shall I tease next segment? Program director.
Well, since you can't be seduced, why tease anything? Julia Roberts can't do it to you. Go to break.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Great tune.
Seriously?
Come on.
We can derail the second half hour of this hour, too? Fantastic.
No, I'm not going to derail it.
Fantastic. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm going to trash all over this. I'm going to stomp all over the intro of that one.
Sorry.
Coming up, Pete and I are going to leave here at 6 o'clock. We're going to head on down to the Naples-Fort Myers dog track. We're going to play poker. That's what we do the third Tuesday of every month. You're all invited. We want to get as many of you as possible out there. You knock us out with in poker, you get a $100 bounty. Buy-in for about an hour till 8 o'clock. So come on down, see us. It'll be a great time. Pete will probably be there later than I. He's... aiming for that final table.
You know.
So we'll see what happens.
A couple months ago, you bubbled the final table.
Bubbled the final table.
You're getting there.
So it's like when I left. Oh, good. Craig left. Let's collect my $100, and now we can all go to the final table because I'm gone. I missed out on all the action. Okay, so we actually had some good sports stories today. Daniel Jones is going to be the starting quarterback of the Giants, not Eli Manning. Minkah Fitzpatrick was traded to the Steelers last night. Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville. We put all these things on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll earlier today, and I have forgotten to mention it since. So how are we doing? Are we getting any traction on this thing?
Yeah, a little bit. At 99.3 ESPN Radio, just over 100 votes. What is the NFL story of the day? Daniel Jones starting, leading the way with 48%. Minkah Fitzpatrick traded at Pittsburgh, 29%. And Jalen Ramsey requesting a trade with 23%.
All right. The bulk of our show... was an argument about Doug Marrone going over to the sideline with Jalen Ramsey and the skirmish that almost happened there in Texas. Chris is pro player. I'm pro coach. Pete is pro coach.
And, I'd be more pro coach if I knew exactly what audio transpired, which, like I said, maybe tonight inside the NFL, they have a lot of that stuff on the field, the NFL mic'd up stuff. Maybe that will come to fruition by tomorrow.
I mean,
but I tend to side with you, and it was Marrone and.
Coach is coach. He's allowed to go talk to his players. I don't know what his players getting his panties in a bind for. But you're right. We'll see when we get the audio. Anyway, if you missed the conversation of the 2 o'clock and the 3 o'clock hour, it spilled over. Make sure you check it out on our podcast, Sheeman and Shepherd, on 99.3ESPN.com.
Yeah, the fun stuff in the 2 o'clock hour is already up.
All right.
The calm, cool, collected 3 o'clock conversation is posting right now.
Okay. And then eventually, if you'd like to see who's hot and who's not, we'll have that 5 o'clock hour up on later on tonight.
I didn't know I didn't know what to write down. Is it Craig's take on country music? Is it his take on Roy Orbison? Is it his take on Hollywood Elite? I don't know which one it is.
Julia Roberts.
Craig's egregious
Ashley
theories. A genre of Craigisms that nobody understand. I don't know. There's so much there.
Listen, I brought it this hour, fellas. And if you can't handle the heat, I mean, stay out of the kitchen or whatever the old phrase is.
That's a good saying.
I thought I nailed it.
We did have a texter ask the, I'll say it, or caller, I should say, ask the easy question today.
Yeah.
Eli, Hall of Fame, ?
We didn't even get in that today. He's not a Hall of Famer. I get mad when people say he is. I've had conversations with people look at me like, oh, he absolutely is a Hall of Famer. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings. Well, take 2 catches away, and he's not a Hall of Famer, and he's a .500 quarterback. His record is 116 and 116. He's not a Hall of Famer.
And I agree with you. The pros, though, for it are this. I mean, and the cons we all know. He's a 500 quarterback. He's 116 and 116. He's got the 14th most interceptions of all time in NFL history at 241. He never was a top five qualified quarterback in a season in a passer rating, completion percentage, or touchdown interception ratio. The pros, most quarterback wins in Giants franchise history. All right. Seventh in NFL history in passing yards, over 56,500.
Different game. That was timing.
And for the and two-time Super Bowl champion and two-time Super Bowl MVP.
Can I ask a question?
I just don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
You brought up an interesting point that he's top 15 in most interceptions thrown.
Top 14, yep.
What's the ratio?
Because I have to be fair.
Because,
you got to be over the 2-1.
Because Brett Favre has thrown more interceptions than anybody on earth, and there's no question he's a Hall of Famer. So,
yeah, but if you look at Brett Favre's last 7 or 8 playoff games, they were abysmal. And
they were not great.
They were awful.
But he can knock him out of the Hall of Fame for it?
No, but his touchdown interception ratio favored interceptions by quite a few.
What was Eli's 2-1? Did he get it? Because the 2-1's a big thing.
I don't think he's a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. No. He's done too many years. He led the league. It was close at the top 5 of interceptions.
I just don't see any argument that puts him in the Hall of Fame. Now, maybe if he had retired and gone off into the sunset after his second ring, then maybe that would help his case. But he hung around and had a lot of mediocrity after that.
Was 362 touchdowns, 241 interceptions.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Not too good.
He had two seasons where he threw single-digit interceptions.
Wow.
His first year in 2004.
That's amazing.
When
first
he
year.
Didn't play a full season. And then 2019, where, once again, he hasn't played a full season. Yeah.
So if you're a Tampa Bay Bucs fan, you get to see the new era. They take on the Giants this weekend. It'll be Daniel Jones instead of Eli. You'll have to go to the game or listen to it here on 99.3 ESPN because this market will not get the Buccaneers game.
Nope.
We're getting an odd AFC road game, i.e. the Dolphins in Dallas, is actually going to be on Fox, not the usual CBS. It's a little quirk. And it's going to cost you the chance to see Giants at Tampa Bay.
Because the two games, it's not, for whatever reason, it's not a doubleheader week on Fox locally. It's, as Craig said, it's Miami at Dallas at 1, at 1 o'clock on CBS. It's the Jets at the Patriots. And the 4:25 game is the Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints. The 4:05 game would have been Tampa Bay and the Giants.
Thirsty Nick texting in, and I like this text a lot. Eli's this generation's Troy Aikman, who was that generation's Joe Namath.
Meaning that the stats were not great. They were on Super Bowl-winning teams.
But wait, Troy Aikman's numbers were better than Eli Manning's. As far as touchdown-interception ratio, I got to look that up.
Troy's numbers are not good. As a matter of fact,
The first year, I mean, they stuck him out there on a 1-15 team.
No, I'm trying to think. We had this discussion a couple of months ago when you guys were out. His...
He threw 160.
There we go.
Shocking. 165 touchdowns, 141 interceptions for Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And as we said, he never had a season where he threw 20 or more touchdowns.
Yeah.
His highest touchdown he had one. 1992, he threw 23 touchdowns.
We did a show. You two were both gone. We did a show on that because something came up in the news. And I can't remember who we compared it to. His numbers were like Case Keenum's or somebody very pedestrian like that. I don't know
who
was Case.
To kind of go on Eli Manning's side here, he was the quarterback in the most famous Super Bowl.
Because the receiver took a bad throw and made an amazing catch.
At least in recent memory, that 2007. But again, how many points did he score in that game? 14? 13?
Yeah, they scored 17. When they were down
17.
14, they scored.
He did ruin the perfect season.
That was Justin Tuck. That was Michael Strahan.
No,
that
the defense
did a spectacular job.
They did a spectacular
in that
job, and they were still trailing with about 90 seconds to go. And then Jarvis Green, which should have been a sack, and it would have been 99% of the time. So the Velcro catch happens, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, look, the Giants played, they made more plays. They deserved it. And Ellis Hobbs falling down in the end zone. That's why I hated him. I hated him before that. Didn't deserve to be on that team.
Here's the other thing.
And
I literally sat and watched TV, and I see Aaron Rodgers and even sometimes Tom Brady. I can see these guys make throws, and I watch them on slow-mo, instant replay. I'm like, wow, How did he make that throw? How did he find that receiver? There's no open space. I've never seen Eli do that. Eli's never passed my eyeball test where I've gone, this guy's awesome.
The Manningham throw and catch was one of the best ever in Super Bowl history.
Because of the catch.
Well, the Manningham throw was perfect.
Was absolutely pinpoint perfect.
You're going to put him in the Hall of Fame for one pass?
No, I'm not. I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame. People forget Wes Welker dropped a big pass in that game, too.
Yeah, he did.
That's
because he was wearing an oversized helmet.
That's what he claimed.
I know.
239, good point. I meant to mention this earlier with the Jets now going down to their third string quarterback.
Luke Falk.
I saw a meme yesterday. Adam Gase was getting ready to call Jay Cutler again.
Yes, troll number two. We know Troy Aikman is a Hall of Famer. We're simply making the case that
he shouldn't.
You know what? He's a Hall of Famer because of the team he played on, not because of what he did.
Three-time Super Bowl champ, one-time Super Bowl MVP, six-time Pro Bowler. Also won a national championship in '85 with Oklahoma.
That's what it was.
People forget that.
239. Thank you. It was Jay Cutler. Has better numbers than Troy Aikman.
But
look him up.
But I'll also chalk a lot of that up to the era in which they played. I mean, when Troy Aikman playing in the 90s, defensive backs could really, I don't want to say have their way with receivers, but they could do a heck of a lot more back then than what they can do today, not to mention the hits that Troy Aikman took were outlawed by the time Jay Cutler was in his prime.
Also, you could go further back and say the same thing about Joe Montana. They didn't hold him back. He had amazing numbers.
No, but I'm not comparing Troy Aikman to Joe Montana.
Well, Joe Montana is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Troy Aikman should not be.
Jay Cutler,
his numbers are the same as Jay Cutler's.
Well, Jay Cutler's actually, the ratio's better.
Correct.
He's thrown for 227 touchdowns and only 160 picks.
How about that?
Picks.
Fact. Chew on that for a while. Smoke on that for a while.
Interesting.
Yeah, very.
Cowboys fans, calm down. He's in the Hall of Fame. Us having the conversation isn't going to take the bust away from him. I'll ask you guys this.
Because we saw Roger Staubach play. Who are you taking, Roger Staubach or Troy Aikman?
Staubach.
Staubach all the way. I might take Danny White over Troy Aikman.
Staubach in the two-minute drill, and Danny White had the most wasted career as a backup.
All right, I think this is a better question. You taking Romo or Aikman?
Oh, that's
Romo put up some good numbers.
I would take Aikman.
I would take Aikman too.
Okay,
yeah. I would take Aikman too.
Aikman didn't blow any games. Yeah, I take Aikman.
Okay,
people don't realize how good Danny White was.
He could have started on any other team.
A great punter all those years, but he was phenomenal.
Well, back then you could hoard players, and he would have been a starter on any other team in the league.
Gary Hogaboom?
I remember Gary Hogaboom.
Great quarterback.
Sports.
One of the first to cross the picket lines in 87, I think it was. And sadly, Chris, we're out of time for more sports. We'll be right back.
The Lions released C.J. Anderson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the surprising move. They picked up the guy from,
Perkins.
Paul Perkins, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't.
A couple surprising
moves. They didn't use C.J. much.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening for him. Mm. All right, we'll close it out. We got What You Got. That's next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. They got that nice made-from-scratch menu. Got something for everybody over there. Smoker Selects, pulled pork sandwiches, sweet smoky ribs. My favorite, 29-degree beer. That's right, Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, did you know today was National Apple Dumpling Day?
Good movie back in the day, a little Disney movie.
The Gang, the Apple Dumpling.
Don Knotts, Tim Conway.
Strange, my kid's making applesauce at school on Friday.
How about that?
Pork chops, too?
Pork chops and applesauce. That's
pork
a Brady Bunch thing, right?
And applesauce. Yeah.
That's a very common combination.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
It's also famous in the Brady Bunch joke, too,
but yes, you're right.
Well, I wouldn't get that, would I?
There's also National Cheeseburger Day. Today's National Cheeseburger Day.
I had that for
day.
Lunch.
I had,
well,
we
there
had
you go.
Some last night on homemade.
Sounds awesome.
Awesome.
Let's see. Birthdays today. Jimmy Johnson, the race car driver, not the football coach.
Oh, too bad.
Hank Williams, are you ready for some football? Oh, actually, it's Hank Williams Sr., so not ready for football. Rasheed Wallace, helped the Pistons to a title, born in 1974. Phil Jackson is 74 today. And Patrick Mahomes, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, 24 years old. That was Wikipedia today. That's what I got. Pete Shepard, what do you have?
Well, Master P says there's only one guy who can save the Saints from falling from failing without Drew Brees?
It's a tough one.
That guy is?
Not Teddy Bridgewater.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh!
Did you really not guess that?
New Orleans in need of some QB help after, again, he went down the other day. And he's going to have surgery Wednesday, by the way, leaving Teddy Bridgewater to take the reins under center for at least several weeks. TMZ Sports spoke with the New Orleans legend about the state of his team on Tuesday. And while he insists they'll, quote, be back, he knows a guy who can help him. Quote, Cap, we need you. I'm going home to let him know that right now. We need Cap. Oh, that's good. Masterpiece going home to let Kaepernick know they need him. Great.
Done deal. That's as good as a done deal.
Yep.
All right. Chris, what do you have?
This is kind of massive news.
Breaking news?
So we all know that The Office will be leaving Netflix in 2020. Don't roll your eyes. As much as Seinfeld stuff as we put up with. We're very late.
And what are they replacing it with, Chris?
What?
Netflix.
Okay, so they're moving The Office to the new NBC platform, streaming platform,
right. Yeah.
When that comes up in 2021.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the new scuttlebutt, the new rumors coming out of Tinseltown,
yeah,
they're going to try to reboot the entire franchise, get Steve Carell, John Krasinski, all the characters back on board, and get new episodes of The Office. This is huge.
You know what they're replacing the old ones
with? What?
They just paid Seinfeld $500 million.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. To do what?
To be on Netflix. They're moving on.
They're moving from Hulu?
Yeah, they're going to be on Netflix in 2 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. I got both.
Breaking news.
They're moving from Hulu to Netflix.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, I'm sure our clock is a mess right now.
$500 million?
Come out, see us play poker. Yes, $500 million. For Chris, for Pete Tempert, I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.